Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Today I have with me Meredith. Hi, Meredith.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Meredith is here from Leverett Weeks, correct?
Yep, that's it, Leverett Weeks.
Okay, why don't you start off by introducing yourself, telling people about what you do, where you're from, and how you kind of got into your business that you do today.
Sure. So I'm born and raised in Minnesota, and that's a big part of my story of who I am growing up. Minnesota is known for having one of the largest education equity gaps in the country. We're second to Mississippi. And it's surprising because we also have a large number of Fortune 500 companies, and we have the highest per capita giving in the country. So I grew up here and left to go to school. I went to Howard University and studied communications because I really wanted to help understand that gap that I experienced between what I was living and what people were sending back to me as somebody different, that experience of being diverse. And then navigating through corporate America and managing people, I really saw how not knowing the rules of life, not understanding how your difference can be a strength or a weakness, you know, can really hurt you in the long run. And when I became a mom, it changed the way I looked at work. Because it was no longer just something that I was really good at. I started my career as a speechwriter, was really my big thing. And I ended up being the speechwriter for Don Thompson, who became the first African-American CEO of McDonald's Corporation. And it was a huge opportunity. And I got to study and really understand and make recommendations about how more women could break through the glass ceiling. At the time, McDonald's employed 1.9 million people, and those were the folks that we directly employed. It didn't account for the suppliers and the other influence that you have when you're in a big corporation. And so as a woman of color, I really paid attention to the lessons, and there were some things that were realities and there were some things that were goals. And what I saw was that for all of the opportunity, there were still rules, right? And when I became a mom, I really struggled. My health really struggled. And I ended up, you know, really taking a hard look at what success was for me. And I was killing myself for a job. I decided that success for me was really building a legacy. And that meant taking care of my health. That meant taking care of my family. That meant investing in my own development. And so I, after navigating through corporate America and moving from company to company to really learn and apply my skills in different environments, I decided to become a leadership coach. And I grounded it in applied positive psychology with Valerie Burton, who is a mentor of mine. And it really helped me work through my own issues as a recovering, strong Black woman coming out of corporate America and being a fixer, where people would come into your office and say, this went wrong. What do I do? This happened. What do we do next? And so that's a really hard, not only, you know, skill to use, it's also a really hard mentality to sometimes keep healthy. And so I work with clients who are setting really big goals, like I want to get from here to California, but I don't have a car, you know, and so how do you help somebody get somewhere when they're not yet totally clear on their vision? How are we going to get there is a big question. And so as a leadership coach, I work with people who are fully capable of getting from here to California. They just need the help of somebody to navigate that path. So that is my calling at this point, is to really be able to help people who are in the position where, you know, work is more than success. They're trying to navigate a pathway to more than that, whatever that might be for them. So for me, Leverett Weeks is my more, not only because more is my maiden name and my dad's name, but it's my dad's company. In my whole life navigating in corporate America, I originally wanted to just go into philanthropy. I originally wanted to just go into, you know, frankly, owning a business. I just wanted to just be able to do whatever I wanted to do. And my parents told me that I needed to get experience in corporations. I needed to get experience in school. I needed to get education. So I made a commitment to myself that I was going to apply everything I learned to my family's brand, because the older I got, the more I understood the commitment and the sacrifice and the investments my parents made for me in order for me to go to school, in order for me to have a corporate career, in order for me to do everything I did. My parents have done so much for me. So Leverett Weeks is my paying it forward. And it's not only uplifting their brand, but I hope that by people seeing what we're doing and by me sharing how I'm doing it as a coach and through our social media, through our PR boot camps, through strategic planning sessions, that we can help more organizations take that leap, break through those ceilings, and create more organizations where people can lead and be different and create cultures so more people can navigate home to something that feels comfortable, where they can be successful and be happy. So that's my purpose.
That's awesome. You said a lot, and there's a lot that you're really doing and helping. Now, to gain clarity, you work primarily with people who like might be self-employed or who are in corporate America, or a mixture of both?
It's a mixture of both. So that means that you could be a department head in a company. It means you could be an executive director in an organization. You could be a regional lead. It's often somebody who has taken on responsibility for something bigger than themselves. So it could be starting your own business, or it could be leading a profit and loss area.
I know you coin yourself as like an opportunity creator, correct?
Yeah. So our tagline is create opportunity.
Create opportunities. Talk more about that. Is that guiding people in the process of seeing opportunities that they might not have noticed? Is it truly saying, okay, this is what I want for myself, and I'm going to create the framework for this idea or goal that I have for myself, or this job that I want to obtain, this promotion I want to gain?
Yeah, so it's more so the latter. Create opportunity really is what I, when I define my career, I always was looking at what more could I be doing? What opportunity could I create with this moment? Because I never think that you just get what you have in front of you. I posted on Instagram this TD Jakes quote about, you know, God never made a chair. He made a tree, you know, but somebody had to see that tree and make it into a chair. And when I interviewed my dad about why he started a company 45 years ago, he said because he didn't have a choice. Even though he had a law degree from Howard University, he passed the bar in California, which is the most difficult state to pass. He couldn't get a job that would support him at the level that he needed. And so create opportunity for me is that, you know, whether you just want to aim higher or whether you don't have a choice, sometimes you have to create. You got to make things happen. And those are the people that I like to work with, the people who want to make things happen.
Awesome. While you were in corporate, and I know you've had a very impressive career, what was the hardest battle you had to tackle or overcome, especially as a woman of color in corporate America?
I think the hardest, it's not an incident or a thing or one. It really was advocating for myself. Even though I worked in diversity and was responsible for, you know, really, how can we improve something? You know, how can we create a program? How can we address a problem? It's very hard when you are talking about people who look like you, and it's hard to be objective. It's hard to not take things personal, even when there is research. You know, an example would be growing up, you know, in Minnesota, there's a lot of facts about the lack of achievement. But it's not lack of achievement for lack of trying. It's lack of achievement for access. It's lack of achievement for being locked out. And it's hard in corporate America because women of color are often penalized for our passion. And my voice is very passionate. My actions are very passionate. You know, navigating that, whereas some people, you know, when you say corporate activist, there's a look. And there's one version of corporate activist that navigates up the ladder very successfully because that looks really great on an ad and we can all get behind that. That looks like what we think a revolution should look like. And there's another version of revolution that is doing the work every day and filling out the paperwork and terminating people and making tough hiring decisions. And very often it's the women of color, right, that are doing the administrative right. work that doesn't end up on a magazine cover, but it makes the difference between good and bad, winning and losing. So that, navigating that, telling that story and being a part of that story, I think is the hardest part, because you really don't get a chance to be that vulnerable when you're in corporate America. You have to be strong and mm-hmm. hard to find balance.
Absolutely. I can imagine. What is the PR bootcamp?
So PR bootcamp I created so that I could reach more people. So it's group coaching. It's once a week. And we really walk through the steps of, if you are in a position where you're feeling stuck and you want to make a leap and you don't want to make that by yourself, we go through what are the pieces that you need in order to make your picture of what's next. And so it starts with looking at your time, because very often we as women don't give ourselves credit for all that we're doing. And so really looking at your skills, where you're spending your energy, looking at your resources and utilizing that. So often we have mentors and advisors who would be more than willing to help us, but we haven't taken the time to think about what are we asking people to do. So it's a mix of leadership coaching and then personal branding. So as you get that clarification, how are you then communicating that out to your family, to your network? And if you're currently in a job, how are you messaging that in your performance review? How are you leveraging your workplace to really gain the most skills possible? And so you're setting realistic timelines that aren't going to put unnecessary stress on you or your life. So we're all about creating sustainable plans and also creating sustainable communities so that you're building a network professionally that's going to support wherever your identity lands as you go through the 12 weeks together.
That's awesome. So has that program started or it's ongoing?
So we had our first class last year and we called it our Circle of Founders was our first, because they were all entrepreneurs. So we named a PR bootcamp because this year we have more people who are in that transition period of being in the workplace and considering going into full-time entrepreneurship. So we've adapted a bit to be more about your LinkedIn profile and setting up things like your Shopify account so that people who want to do a side hustle can also set that up.
Okay. So you're really helping a lot of people who may want to take the leap or who just may want to, like you said, do this on the side to see if it's a good fit.
Yeah, test it out in a supportive group that will tell you, you need to put more thought into that. And then we can help you with a plan on what that looks like. Or what happens most of the time is you were ready to go and you just needed people outside of your network to really give you that third person thumbs up and then support you. Much like you've done for me, Kimmy, you know, having people out there in social media is really helpful. This is all very scary. And it's new for a lot of people. So we create that and it gives people the confidence to not only have a plan, but to stick with it.
Yes, yes. And you are very good at what you do and you give a lot of great feedback. I can say too, personally and professionally, I've taken a lot from you. So I know you have a very great platform that you've built. Now, if someone would want to learn more information about all of the services that you all offer, because in addition to just with individuals, you also offer corporate services as well too, like to large corporations.
Yeah, we do corporate strategy and public relations and leadership coaching.
Okay. If someone wanted to learn about whether it's an individual or a corporation or a small business, how would they learn more information about you and your company to learn more about the services?
So you can go to Leverett Weeks. It is LeverettWeeks.com. Or you can give us a call at 844-765-1601. You can also email us at info@leverettweeks.com.
That's awesome. Now, I know you also did a writing challenge, correct?
Yes.
I wanted you to touch a little bit on that because I know there's a lot of aspiring. I talk more and more each day to people who are like, I have this journal I want to write. I know I want to write this book. What inspired you to do that and create that system? Which I think is great, by the way.
You know, I think everybody, every coach has their release of you can't help everybody. But I always, it hurts my feelings whenever I hear people tell me why they can't write, particularly African Americans, because historically we fought to read and write. And so there's no reason why we can't all write. And so I started it, you know, to provide that inspiration to people that I couldn't reach yet, to just prompt them, you know, to just remember that you have everything that you need inside of you, and that writing isn't meant to be a painful process. It's meant to be healing. It's the thing I love. Writing is what inspired me to leave what I thought was work, because I realized that writing could be work. And I think more people who get that chance to just incorporate writing into your day, appreciate where you're writing in your day, you know, then it's not so daunting when you say, you know, write 500 words on something. You start to look forward to it, and then you fall in love with it.
I think, and I know even for me personally, I've been participating in the challenge. And although I'm not writing a book, I still am a content creator. So for my blogs or for my website, so it really helped keep me kind of on track with it. So I think that's a great platform too. And people should definitely look into that with you who want to just write or create content, not necessarily even if they're looking to write a book or a journal, just to write more or to put their thoughts down on paper. So that's a really strong platform. And I really wanted to highlight that too, because it's helped me stay on top of what I need to do and remain accountable. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. You know, you asked me a good question that I didn't answer about how do you write about things that are hard to write about? I think that was the question, right?
Yes.
And I've really been thinking about that. And how do you? Have you had a chance to think about that at all? Have you had an experience?
The things that kind of, like I was saying to you, the things that hurt to write about, sometimes I know those are the things I need to write about. But I think getting through it is what is hard. So it may be a day where you just put a title to it. You know, you might not be able to fully journal about it or talk about it. It may be a week later writing the next sentence, you know, and being patient with yourself. I think having supports and groups like what you're doing with the writing challenge are important, because seeing other people show vulnerability and visibility and transparency is so empowering and so encouraging to see some of the other things that other people have went through and overcome, to say, well, man, if they can tell their story, I can tell mine too, or I can share this concept too. So I'm a big fan of just accountability circles and having those communities. And I think community is so important in the African-American community in general, just so we have that support, or like you said, that encouragement, you know, that third person to say, oh, that's fine, that's great. Or, you know, you are really strong. You know, I'm proud of you. So I think those are sometimes overlooked, but huge, huge factors sometimes in helping people push forward.
Yeah, I like that. The other day I was writing something that was, you know, I was getting emotional. It was hard to think back and I wanted to stop. And what pushed me forward was answering the question. And so I added that to my coaching prompts of what question is the next generation asking you? Because that's really when I think about the hard questions, the hard things I don't want to write about are when I think about if somebody was going to study my life, right? Like for their senior class project, Kimmy, right? They're studying this conversation. You know, what's the question that they're asking? And is there an answer to that in the world? You know, really getting into like, wow, yeah, what do you want the world to know about you? And are you willing to really share that? And what lesson do you want them to learn out of it?
Yes. And I think that's sometimes our pain from the past and our passion, releasing it sometimes can set us free. But like you said, it can touch so many other people. So sometimes we do have to look and check even our ego through our pain to see if, can I be paying this forward in some way? Like you said, if somebody looked back on my life, or if I could pay this lesson forward to the next person, am I sheltering it in a way and keeping it to myself that I'm not paying this forward in the world? And it's a hard, delicate balance, I know, just because of how things are nowadays and social media. But it is definitely something for introspection, like you said, to just really see what am I giving forward to the next generation.
Yeah. And I think that's a big deciding factor. And again, in what platforms you're using to write, you know, because there are things that are not social media, but it might be, you know, because there are things that are not social media, but it might be that book that's written for somebody to read when they're going through a dark place. And, you know, so it's something to think about, Kimmy, your blog. And grow and grow and grow and grow.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much, Meredith. Now, what is on your day to day? Like you said, you are a very busy woman. You're handling corporations, you're coaching individuals, you're a wife, you're a mother. What is your mantra that gets you through and pushes you forward and helps you keep everything together? Like you said, self-care is so important. What is it or what are the mantras you use to keep yourself pushing forward?
I have a whole lot, a lot of affirmations, but I'll tell you the two that I'm like currently, I kind of rotate based on what's going on.
Absolutely.
I follow Pastor E on Instagram and she does a morning inspiration and her affirmation has been every day and every way I'm getting better and better. So as a perfectionist, I repeat that to myself all the time. And then the other one, I can't remember where I picked it up, but it's people say yes to me. And so, you know, a lot of what I do is development, a lot of it is risk, a lot of it is, and if you think about it, more times than not, people are saying yes to you during the course of your day. So those are my two that I'm currently hot to trot on.
Those are great. I like those. I especially like the second one. Sometimes, especially in the workplace, if you feel like people or the cards are stacked against you, it is good to see that or remember that everything is still working for your good and pushing you forward as an individual. Thank you, Meredith, so much for your time and your expertise. And again, leverettweeks.com, leverettweeks.com for more information. And what was the number if they wanted to call for more, to get a discovery call to see if you all are a good fit?
It's 844-765-1601.
Thank you again for your time, and we appreciate you coming and gracing the Early Accountability Podcast with your presence, Meredith.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.